Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Woo!
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and that's Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, so Todd, this is early in the morning, and Todd has not even cracked open his monster yet.
Oh, actually.
But the reason...
Nope.
Oh, he has. Oh, it's empty.
Okay. It's empty, bro.
Explains.
And we are live in studio.
We are
Daniel
live.
And I have not been together live in studio in quite some time.
Yeah, we have. It's fun. Back in Nash, Vegas. Good times. Actually, I recorded here with Ed yesterday.
In this very room?
Yeah, in this very room. He was sitting exactly where you're sitting.
I can still feel his aura. Maybe that's not his aura.
Feel his aura.
Something.
Oh, man. It's good. We were supposed to do an episode, all three of us together, but y'all are too busy, so.
What happened with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, Todd, you're... Moving up in Lifeway, and Ed's an untouchable, so.
Ed is untouchable in so many ways. You can touch him. You just better have a lot of hand sanitizer.
Oh, it was awesome. Scott McConnell.
Yes.
Scott McConnell, he grabbed one of those hand sanitizer stations that are all over here at Lifeway now.
Yeah.
And literally brought it into the CPLF room, like during our conference, and put it right beside Ed's table.
That's awesome.
Like right beside him. Like of all people, Scott McConnell.
No, he's got gas, man. I remember during the implosion of the Lifeway building.
Oh yeah,
he had the best line.
That's right. That's true.
Because it took the elevator shaft.
Yeah.
That's the last thing that fell over, and it didn't look like it may not go down.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Those elevators never did cooperate." And I was like, "Man, that's brilliant."
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And if you're like, who the heck is Scott McConnell? If you listen to the Five Leadership Questions podcast.
And you should.
Yeah, when I used to be on with Todd, before he tossed me aside, as he did with all of his other co-hosts.
Many have come.
Scott McConnell is a regular, he directs Lifeway Research here, so there's a lot of good research that he shares on that podcast. But you know what? That's not that podcast. This is the New Churches podcast, and we want to... Actually, this is a question that we have not addressed in a really long time. In fact, if you go to episode 1, is probably the last time we did this at length, or probably in the first 10 episodes. And here the question is, and the reason I'm reading it out is because it was sent via the Twitterverse. So if you want to actually send your question in and have your voice played, I mean, that's like next level. Just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches, speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. But here is the question. What is more effective in growing the church? Church planting or multi-site? I mean, it's episode 448, and it's awesome that we're answering this. In fact, what is it now? 4 years ago? I mean, I'd been at Lifeway for five, but probably about four and a half years ago, we were talking about launching this initiative called New Churches, and
right. We're
like, is there going to be one site for church planting? Is there going to be another site for multi-site? And, you know, what are we going to do? And in the end, we were like, well, actually, what if the banner is multiplication? And we just focus on church planting as one way and multi-site as the other way. So that kind of comes down to what the answer to this question is, right? I mean, church planting and multi-site can both grow the church, but I guess what is more effective? There are way too many churches doing multi-site that should not be doing multi-site, but they are doing multi-site because it was the cool thing to do.
Right, which is effectively... gonna help plant more churches because a lot of those are gonna end up as church plant.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Intentionally and unintentional shifting from multi-site to church plant is already happening. And we've seen that. And so the question remains, will they have the same evangelistic zeal as a plant? So
will the multi-site campus?
Yes. So I think I think you see it bear out that multi-site and church plants are both evangelistic in nature when they launch. Mm. I don't know when when a church is decoupled, when a multi-site is decoupled from the other sites or the main church or whatever terminology you want to use there, my guess is it's probably, even though it's technically now a plant, it's probably not as evangelistic as a plant because it's gone through that phase.
Yeah.
We should never leave that phase. We should never forget that phase, but we often do.
Well, yeah, because the reason multi-sites campuses can be ineffective is because of all the spinning that might happen, not in terms of changing messaging, but in the sense of spinning your tires and meetings and alignment and communication and I gotta go do this for the big campus and this and the other. And right. There's so much time that can be spent toward that end where you're like, well, it's Friday and this is the first day I am at my campus doing specifically only campus work because of the inefficiency of other aspects of the organization. So that's where there's a lot of multi-site churches that should not be doing multi-site because it was, I mean, you don't really have an advocate. And we've talked about the idea of the multi-site director and is that actually we haven't really talked about whether that's a full-time role and not or not. Actually, yeah, that'd be another great question that we can answer on the podcast.
Somebody ask it.
Yeah, because it is that question of, okay, should this be a full-time role? Should this not? Actually, we're going to do this episode 450 next week. We're going to ask that question, okay. Answer that question, because it's something actually that we haven't addressed in a long time or maybe even ever addressed.
I am not without an opinion.
But when it comes down to the effectiveness in growing the church, when you launch either a church plant or a multi-site, they can be effective at the start. They can be at evangelism. They can be effective, obviously, at empowering volunteers. That's another part of the stat that goes up, especially on the multi-site side. But it really is, okay, there's no silver bullet, Todd, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah. So which way are you going to go and make sure that you actually build that plan toward that end?
Well, it really comes back to purpose. So if your multi-site is, okay, so overall, if you look at multi-site and church plants, they're both almost equally evangelistic and engaging from a volunteer perspective. However, it can be the case that your multi-site is not. And that is when it's not in alignment with the purpose of making disciples who make disciples.
Yeah.
If you're launching a campus because you have too many people and you haven't effectively cast the vision of, hey, don't come unless you're going to lead or serve because we need your seat for lost people. If it's out of personal convenience, then you're not going to grow. Because you're just going to shift warm bodies from one place to another place that's more convenient for them. If anything, you may have even further, further planted the seed within them that this is what church is. It's about me. It's about convenience for me versus a more, I don't want to use catchphrases, missional or gospel or a more evangelistic approach to, hey, this is why we do church, is to make disciples, guys. And so the healthy markers of a person are the healthy markers of a church. If you want to grow your church, you got to grow your people. If you want a healthy church, you got to have healthy people. And two of those big markers are using my gifts in service to Christ and sharing the gospel. Yet, most of the people in our church do not share the gospel and do not use their gifts in service to Christ. So whatever you do, whether it's one or the other, I would not say one is more effective than the other. I would say it comes from the purpose from which you do it.
Yeah.
I do agree with you that you can very easily get distracted and when you're doing multi-site by all the other stuff that's going on in the overall ecosystem of which you're a part, you have to work really hard to free those campuses up to do that very thing, their purpose versus serving the rest of the organization. Because, sorry, I promise I'll shut up and let you talk in just a second. It's a stewardship issue for me where I would say, hey, we can actually do this cheaper than we can plan a church because we have all the central services. We have all these things. Well, you lose your scalability if you then hinder them with all the other extra meetings and
that's right.
And I have to go through how many people to make a decision about this, or, you know, you just slow things down. So unless you really think it through, you're going to be in a rough spot, especially when you get to three or more. And then you need to go back and, man, kill off a bunch of stuff if you're going to, if it's actually going to be effective.
Yeah. The matrix that I use is when you think about whether or not to do church planting or multi-site, or I guess here's a better way of doing it. If you are a multi-site church and you do not have anyone at your senior leadership table who is passionate about multi-site as a strategy, and if you do not have that person and you look at your campus pastors and they have what it takes to actually lead their campus and they're gaining momentum, then I'd say release them. Release them into church plants, because if you don't have anyone at your senior leadership, if you don't have anyone at your senior leadership table who is advocating for, who is thinking multi-site day in, day out, and is passionate about this as a strategy to reach the lost and to reach your city, then just let them go, launch them off, roll them off as church plants, especially if they have the leadership and the campus pastors are equipped in that way, and instead expend that energy toward launching groups or to multiplying your church in that way and to reaching more and more of those who are in your neighborhood, because you're actually going to get further mileage. There are so many more multi-site churches that can be effective, way more effective as church plants than multi-site. However, if you have someone at your senior leadership table who is passionate about multi-site and they can think systems and they can juggle a lot of balls in the air and they love figuring this out and it's passionately tied to the vision of your church, then yeah, multi-site can be incredibly effective. In fact, now that I've come back to Beulah and I'm you know, looking at what does our multi-site strategy look like moving forward, I mean, it is a constant multiplication. Like, we have a trajectory toward launching more campuses, because this is, I mean, I love our friends Geneva Push in Australia. They say they love evangelizing churches into existence. And I'm like, dude, I want to evangelize campuses into existence. And what does it look like for us to continually launch campuses within the Edmonton area so that we can reach the lost? We can send out core teams so that we can reach the lost in each of the neighborhoods. And it's an evangelistically oriented strategy that we are taking for our campuses rather than just trying to find more seating room.
A to the men, Daniel.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening to the New Churches.
And A to the ladies.
The Q&A podcast. Thanks again for listening. And be sure to send that question in if you haven't yet done so. We would love to answer. And next week, on episode 450, well, the next time we're going to be together, we're going to talk about that role of a multi-site director. All right, we'll catch you next time.